Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says he supports charter schools, but is opposed to ballot question number 2, which would lift the state's cap on the number of charters in the state. Walsh appears in a campaign ad against the ballot question. It was released this morning by the group Save Our Public Schools.
Question 2 is a deeply misguided proposal that hurts the progress of school improvements and the principle of local control. And question 2 makes an already broken school funding system worse.
We should note that earlier this week we spoke about question number 2 with charter school supporter Governor Charlie Baker, and joining us now on the other side is Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. Mr. Mayor, good morning and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me this morning.
Let me start this way. Many voters in Massachusetts are kind of conflicted on question number 2, perhaps the most contentious initiative on the ballot. You yourself are a strong supporter of charter schools. You're a founding board member of the Neighborhood House Charter School, but you're opposed to question number 2 to ease the cap on charter schools in the state. Why? Explain, please.
This comes down to two things, this ballot question. Number one, the cap lift is too aggressive. Number 2, there's no funding mechanism. I've testified in front of the legislature to lift the cap in a more modest way, and I think that's the way it should happen, and also come up with a funding mechanism that works for everybody, works for district schools and charter schools. The city of Boston this year was responsible for funding $19 million in the shortfall. That does not include transportation, and I'm not arguing about transportation, just the shortfall of reimbursement from the state was $19 million. Our projection for next year is $25 million.
That's a shortfall that you say exists because it drains resources from the city when kids go to charter schools.
Yeah, and the line item doesn't fully fund reimbursed charter school reimbursement into cities and towns. There's a formula, and the formula doesn't work. And in the budget, we made some changes, adjustments to increase that formula so cities and towns could absorb that cost. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. So I'd like to do is in January when the legislature comes back, let's go back to the legislature and work with them on a funding mechanism, but also an increase, to lift the cap in a more modest way. 12 schools per year is too aggressive.
When we spoke with Governor Baker earlier this week in support of charter schools, he cited several organizations who found otherwise that charter schools do not drain resources from traditional public schools. He cited research from the Boston Municipal Research Bureau, the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, the Brookings Institute, the Manhattan Institute, and others. You dispute that.
Unless I'm wrong, the Municipal Research Bureau is skeptical on this question. I believe they're in the paper yesterday talking about what Moody's came out with yesterday, the report that an increase of charter schools could potentially affect our credit rating. So I think if this was not going to affect the financial stability of a city or town, Moody's would not have made that announcement yesterday that this potentially affects our credit rating.
The city of Boston has some of the longest wait lists for families looking to enroll their children in charters, and support for question 2 seems to be highest among urban minorities. What do you say to families in Boston stuck on a wait list for a high-performing charter whose child right now be in an underperforming school?
Well, for the first time in the history of Boston, we have more level 1 and level 2 schools than level 3 schools, and we're making investments. We made some large investments in our Boston Public Schools this year, despite what was reported, in improving our schools. This isn't about pitting one school against another. I don't mind how a child gets educated, as long as they get an opportunity to success, whether that's a charter school, a public school, or a parochial or private school. But I think it's important to understand that there's many different modes of education here in the city of Boston and across the Commonwealth.
You've proposed a new statewide school district composed of charters be established and be funded completely by the state. Explain that vision, if you would.
Well, right now, the state regulates charter schools, and we want to make sure that as they regulate charter schools and they create more charter schools, that they also make sure that they're fully funding charter schools. That burden should not be placed on cities and towns across Massachusetts to pick up the cost on that. And, there's a way to do this. It's just that what's happened here is some of the charter school advocates weren't happy with the legislature a couple of years ago, so they decided to go to the ballot. I voted twice as a legislator to increase the cap on charter schools. The appropriate place to do this is in the legislature where you can make some adjustments, make some changes, and put some of the funding pieces around it.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh speaking in opposition to ballot question number 2 to lift the cap on charter schools in Massachusetts. Thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you.